on Wall Street looks like.
Analyst Michael Farr watching as the Dow was down nearly 1,100 points in the early going. It's now off about 800 points. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Those fears have been bubbling up since we got earnings reports from big consumer-facing companies like Starbucks and McDonald's. Investors then extrapolate. They go beyond that and they say, wait, if consumers are under pressure, then maybe the economy is cooling faster than we had expected.
Amid all this, several online brokerage firms, including Fidelity, Schwab, and Vanguard, were down for thousands of users this morning. Hurricane Debby hit northern Florida a few hours ago as a Category 1 storm. It's now been downgraded to a tropical storm. Governor Ron DeSantis says there's been flooding and power outages affecting hundreds of thousands of people.
There's going to be after effects from this storm. You're going to continue to see some of these rivers rise. So there's going to be an ongoing threat of flooding.
CBS's Jim Krasula says forecasters expect the storm will be trouble in the southeast for several days.
Debby is expected to linger over the southeast most of this week. It's expected to dump epic amounts of rain. Billy Staley is with Emergency Management in Orangeburg County, South Carolina.
We are looking for rainfall totals anywhere from 10 inches to 20 inches across the county, depending on where you're at in the county. That's prompting us. We're having to review some of our rescue plans.
Debby has already caused widespread power outages in Florida and coastal Georgia.
After a weekend of interviews with possible contenders, attention's on Vice President Harris as she's poised to select a running mate. CBS's Aaron Navarro is in Jenkintown, Pennsylvania.
CBS News has just learned, according to people familiar with the process, that the Harris campaign is expected to officially announce their running mate sometime on Tuesday with a produced video, likely before the big Philadelphia rally, where it is advertised that Harris will be there with her running mate.
There are calls for Israel and Iran to reduce tensions in the Middle East. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Iran says it has the legal right to punish Israel over last week's killing of a Hamas leader. Israel's defense chief has told Air Force commanders to prepare for anything, including a swift transition to offense.
Simone Biles settled for silver today in the Olympic floor exercise, her 11th Olympic medal. She finished out of the running in the balance beam after a slip. And again, checking Wall Street, the Dow is down 834 points, S&P down 129. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A flood watch is in effect for Racine County tonight, but not for Kenosha County. The National Weather Service predicts heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding. Wendy Christensen, the longtime Racine County clerk, has registered as a candidate for county executive. A special election in December will fill the position left vacant by Jonathan Delagrave's unexpected passing. Child abuse charges against former Racine County Emergency Services Manager James Kerner and his wife Tiana have been dropped. The case was dismissed after conflicting testimony. A 19-year-old UW-Milwaukee nursing student is in critical condition after a drowning incident at Lake Andrea in Pleasant Prairie. A GoFundMe has been set up to help Jackson Henderson, who was without air for about 10 to 20 minutes on Friday. The Coffee Pot, a downtown Kenosha diner, suffered extensive damage from two fires on Saturday. Firefighters had to break through walls and the roof to extinguish the flames that rekindled. And a top White House official is in Racine today. Tom Perez is promoting federal initiatives for removing lead water pipes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose in Washington. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Nationals jumped out to a 4-0 lead. Milwaukee scored 3 in the 8th, and that was it. The Brewers lose to the Nationals 4-3 on Sunday. Manager Pat Murphy questioned on whether he pulled starter Tobias Myers too soon after just 64 pitches, replaced by Holby Milner, who gave up 3 runs.
I thought we pitched okay. Tobias was not his best, but he was good. And we had a full bullpen. Hobie's been unbelievable for us, and he had some unfortunate luck. I thought everybody else pitched really well.
NFL, the Packers have signed another place kicker. Jonathan Garibay played in the UFL last season, only missing one kick. 2 years ago, he kicked a game-winning field goal for the Dallas Cowboys from 62 yards away. The Badgers held a live tackling session in camp over the weekend.
You guys have to be able to see if they can make some plays. So we challenged ourselves today a little bit going live. I mean, there's probably 75 snaps of live ball today.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Practices continue this week at the UW-Platteville campus. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening. Some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
The rest of the story. O'Parker McComas had had enough. Mr. McComas, as president of the company, was responsible for the tough decisions, the final decisions. On this particular project, the sponsorship of a television show, his decision would have to be no. The company had put too much money into the thing already, and now it was time to pull the plug, get the show off the air before the stockholders started screaming. This was not merely an objective calculation on Mr. McComas' part. He hated the program himself. He was surprised by how much he disliked it after seeing it at home on television. So Mr. McComas called his ad agency, and he got Terry Klein on the horn. He said, "What'll it cost me to dump this loser?" Klein said, "Why do you want to dump it?" McComas said, "Because it's unfunny, it's silly, it's totally boring." Klein said, well, what Terry Klein said is the rest of the story. Actually, this project had seemed doomed from the start. The network had refused to cough up enough cash to put it on the air. No sponsor would contribute enough cash to carry the whole weight of it, so an independent company had to be formed to take up the slack. That should have been the first clue. But they went into production anyway. Quickly soared 3 times, 4 times, 5 times over budget. Every executive involved in the property was incredulous. Some were actually betting money that the show would lose $500,000 the first year. But it now didn't appear as though they'd make it that far. Its network debut was further threatened by poor clearance, was scheduled opposite a top-rated program. That night, the cast gathered at Mark Daniels' Laurel Canyon home to watch their hard work on television. The film quality was terrible. The pace was more stage play than sitcom. Except for the sounds coming from the TV set, a pall of silence fell like an anvil in the room. Nobody laughed. Nobody even smiled. And after the grinding agony of the half hour was over, everybody departed without a word and went home to bed. And the next day, the sponsor got busy looking for loopholes for some way to get out of this awful, awful mistake. And so here we have the company president, O. Parker McComas, on the telephone behind his big desk. He's telling his ad agency the party is over. But Terry Klein, the ad agency vice president, begged. Nobody remembers exactly why, but he begged. He begged Mr. McComas not to pull the fledgling series. Give it just one more airing, he pleaded. And if you still feel this way, then the show is gone. One more airing. And for some reason that nobody can recall, Mr. McComas listened and agreed to one more airing. And because he did, television history was made. And the world, for the laughter, was a considerably more tolerable place. For that show's shaky debut, it was 39 years ago, this very night, October 15, 1951, unexpectedly became the first of a great many, adored by a legion of loyal viewers even to this day. For you see, even though in the beginning nobody seemed to, the whole world quickly came to love Lucy. Now you know the rest of the story.
There you go, Paul Harvey, with the rest of the story right here on WRJN. Now, the next time you can hear Paul Harvey is tomorrow morning with Don Rosen, 7:25. Johnny Rivers.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Thought my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there, little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Oh, what a big heart I have. Love better to love you with.
WRJN. We've got a flood watch for Racine County, parts of it anyway. Nothing for Kenosha. You guys finally get a break. And now, great band. A little bit of Motown, a little bit of rock from Detroit City. It's Rare Earth. Get ready.
Never mind.
Talk and we listen. Local news and time. The sister back on WRJN. And what would summer be without a Brewer game? Not much of one. No. Well, except for all the fun and the warm breeze and that sort of thing. But I'm getting off track here. WRJN Big Deals presenting its first ever summer sweepstakes. WRJN is how I how I eat every scene. I listen to the big deals. I go, I want that big deal. And then I get 50% off. But while you're on WRJN, checking out the specials, you can enter for your chance to win two club-level tickets to see the Brewers taking on the Cleveland Guardians of the Universe Interleague Showdown on Friday, August 16th. Just visit WRJN.com. You click on the Big Deals tab, follow the pop-up instructions to enter, and you don't have to buy a thing. Sweepstakes ends this Friday. So the WRJN Big Deals Summer Sweepstakes, club seats, your ticket to summer fun with the Milwaukee Brewers.
Hot dogs grilling, frosty beverages chilling, Brewers game on the radio. Sounds like a perfect summer day. Except when uninvited guests crash the party. Don't let pesky critters put a damper on your tailgate. Safeway Pest Management is your pest prevention partner, keeping your outdoor spaces bug-free all season long. They're a Wisconsin proud company, providing safe and effective pest control for over 65 years. So call 262-679-4422 and enjoy a pest-free tailgate victory.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Wanamaker is a rower from Neenah. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vitas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Ball.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Return to sender. Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're writing on it.
Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone.
The original way to ghost somebody. Elvis Presley, Return to Sender on Local News. Timeless, this word, WRJM with the Turtles.
You got a thing about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you ever nor near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
In the world, I said, oh, won't you come over and talk to me?
Listen, local news and timeless hits are back right here on WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. You know who's got your tickets for Pure Soul? It's a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul. It is going to be a great show. A couple Fridays from now at Memorial Hall. You can hear the music of James Brown. You will hear the music of James Brown, Sam Cooke, Aretha Franklin, and more. Yeah, you can win them from Don Rosen sometime tomorrow morning. He's got your tickets. Plus, if you don't win the tickets, they're available on the events tab at festivalpark.com. And time for now, the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris has a slight polling edge over Donald Trump in Wisconsin and other key battleground states. ABC News reports if Harris wins Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, that should clinch a victory. She's expected to campaign in Wisconsin on Wednesday. Voters shouldn't be blamed if they find the statewide constitutional ballot questions on August 13th confusing. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which does nonpartisan analysis of policy issues.
I would expect voters to look at this ballot language and be very confused by it in many cases because it's not straightforward by any means.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. A yes vote would give the legislature more power over spending federal money in Wisconsin. A no vote would keep that power with the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A nursing student at UW-Milwaukee is in stable but critical condition after a drowning incident in Kenosha County Friday. 19-year-old Jackson Henderson was swimming at Lake Andrea in Pleasant Prairie Friday. He went under while swimming and was without air for about 10 to 20 minutes. Bystanders and first responders got him out, got a pulse, and rushed him to the hospital. A GoFundMe has been set up to help Henderson. A flood watch will be running tonight for Racine County. The National Weather Service has issued the flood watch for a portion of southeastern Wisconsin from late tonight through tomorrow morning. Kenosha County isn't included at this point. The watch comes as forecasters predict several hours of moderate to heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Child abuse charges against James Kerner, former Racine County Emergency Services Director, and his wife Tiana have been dropped. The case, which had been transferred to Kenosha County prosecutors, took an unexpected turn when, according to the Racine Journal-Times, the accuser's brother provided conflicting testimony. Based on the prosecutor's recommendation, the judge dismissed all charges exonerating the Kerners. There's lots of spending in the first CD race. The Badger Project reports that Representative Brian Stile is entering the contest with a significant financial advantage, having raised over $4 million in the first half of this year alone. Peter Barca, who briefly held the seat in the 90s, has raised nearly $800,000 since April. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening. Some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
We'll be right back.
us this right here, WRJN, the OJs. We're on the love train. 79 degrees right now with cloudy skies and rain later tonight in Racine. Parts of Racine up for a flood watch.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mode lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's tired me in my sweet dream. Cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream. Custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Someone told me long ago.
the timelessness right here on WRJN. Tell a friend, John Fogerty. Actually, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Have you ever seen the rain? If he was in Milwaukee over the weekend on Friday night. If you Google John Fogerty, have you ever seen the rain in Milwaukee? You can see a video of his performance. WRJN with local news. Time lists this another home for Paul Harvey and the rest
buddy,
of the story.
Tom Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years, with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
Get ready to groove as the Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series feature Pure Soul Presents, a musical tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul. Friday night, August 16th, 8 p.m., Memorial Hall, 72 7th Street in Racine. Diverse world-class musicians celebrating the likes of James Brown, Ray Charles, Sam Cooke, Aretha, and many more. Tickets $35 and $40 reserved VIP at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I.
Local news and timeless is WRJN. The Pure Soul Show, a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, just got word that it's going to be rescheduled. Here's the Foundations.
Why do you tell me a buttercup, baby? Just to let me down. Let me down. Let me around, and then worst of all, worst of all, you never thought, baby, when you see you will. Say hello. But I love you still. I need you. I need you.
need you so. Baby, baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a product of baby? Just to let me down.
And WRJN again, Pure Soul, a tribute to the 60s Motown and 70s soul. We just got word just a few minutes ago that's going to be rescheduled. If you've already bought tickets for that show, they will be honored at the later date, and we will keep you updated if we hear anything coming up about that. Stuart J. Waddles with local news and Mike Clemens with sports just minutes away.
Don't you want to go? I'm going to some place where I've never been before. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. We can jump in the water, stay drunk all the time. Thank you.
exactly where we're going.